Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:34. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Well, hold on. When is Tu B'Shvat? I've been away. So, you know, these things, they get a bit confusing. Michael Kransdorf is chairman of the Jewish National Fund, the JNF. Michael, good morning. When is Tu B'Shvat?
It's tonight, Howard, and tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. So I haven't missed
it. You're back just in time. Yeah, sure.
I was panicking because I thought then I had to wear green and stuff, and I'm not wearing green today. So can you imagine? People will think I've gone to Israel and lost everything, but I haven't. All right. So there we go. So Tu B'Shvat is tonight. For anybody unfamiliar, what is Tu B'Shvat?
Tu B'Shvat is the Jewish birth of the trees. So every year we celebrate basically nature and planting. And it's a very important holiday in Israel where we plant lots of trees and basically, you know, reaffirm our commitment to the land and to the future.
Right.
And that's really what Tu B'Shvat's all about.
So let's talk about this concept of Tu B'Shvat in a post-October 7th world. Is it more important or less important because why are we worrying about the nature and trees when we have hostages?
I think it's a great question, Howard, and I would, as the chairman of the JNF, I would obviously say that I think it's more important, but no, I genuinely do believe that. I think you know, that what we need now is rebuilding. I know we're still in the midst of a war, and hopefully the ceasefire will hold. We had bad news earlier that, you know, that the ceasefire seems to be at risk and the hostage deal seems to be at risk. But, you know, this war will come to an end, and we're going to have to focus on rebuilding, on healing, on growth. And, you know, that's what we're actually all about as the JNF. We've done a lot of work in the south and in the north, and to build resilience centers to help rebuild communities and trees and nature and parks, and, you know, is going to play a big role in helping with that process.
Right. And in terms of what the destruction has been like, what are we seeing in Israel following October 7th?
Look, we all know, most people don't actually know, but the music festival at Reim was actually in a JNF forest. So they actually held that music festival in what's called the Beri Forest, which was obviously completely destroyed by Hamas on October 7th when they came over. And JNF Kakala and JNF South Africa are working on a major project to replant the Beri Forest as a memorial forest to those that have lost their lives on October 7th and in the war. And so that's a major rebuilding project where there's been a lot of ecological damage, but also it's going to be a memorial park and celebrate the lives of all the people that have been lost. There has already been some planting that's taken place. When we were there last year on our solidarity mission with the JNF, we were able to plant the first few trees. And actually, unfortunately, yesterday, what was supposed to take place for Tu B'Shvat was a lot of the returned hostages and hostage families and people that had been killed on October 7th, their family members were coming down to the south for a massive tree planting ceremony, renewal ceremony, but it was actually cancelled because of the security situation in the south, which really does bring home the fact that the war is still very much ongoing.
So what do we do here? How do we connect in South Africa to this?
So we've got a lot of activities planned for Tu B'Shvat. We've got a lot of work as JNF with the schools. We have, as I mentioned, the South Africa Grove in the Beri Forest to commemorate those that were killed on October 7th. And we've built mini forests within the different schools across Johannesburg commemorating, tying to that Beri Forest. So King David, Yeshiva, all the Jewish schools that you can think of have all planted around about 18 trees each with a plaque in their gardens commemorating those who lost their lives on October 7th and committing to rebuild and helping Israel. So that's a really beautiful project that the schools have got involved with. and people are obviously able to buy trees in the Berry Forest in memory of someone. Each tree is planted in the memory of someone specific that was actually killed on October 7th. You get a certificate, and it actually mentions the name of the individual person that was unfortunately murdered, and we memorialize them. So that's something. And then tonight we are doing a big Tu B'Shvat celebration. We've got somewhere at a nursery near Glen Hazel, under the trees. We've got wine and music and a bit of learning. And so we've got a nice big Tu B'Shvat celebration that we're doing this evening, which will hopefully be a positive, happy
experience.
Event.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to find out about that, how do they do so?
And they can phone the JNF office, or they can email us on admin@jnf.co.za is probably the best route.
Amazing. Before I let you go, there's definitely been, certainly what we've seen and what I've observed here in terms of JNF, the organization certainly here in South Africa seems to have evolved, and it's you become very involved with the hostage families, bringing out speakers. How did that happen?
That's a great question. Yeah, so I think together with the base community, with Rabbi Zulberg, with Saul Jasanowski and Ronit Beleli, mm-hmm. We got together and decided that we'd like to do something to help, but maybe a little bit outside of our mandate. But we felt that there was this need for to help. You know, we felt very helpless with the war, and how could we as South Africans play a role? And the idea came about that South Africa is such a beautiful country. We've got such beautiful nature. There's so much healing that can take place here through the bush, through the beach, through Cape Town, through Durban. Why don't we bring hostages and hostage families to South Africa for a few days, for a week, for 10 days, for some rest and recovery, for some respite, so that they can heal? And that's how the program came about, using NATO to sort of help and contribute to healing the hostages. And it's been a huge success. We were able to bring 5 hostages and hostage families last year, and probably we're aiming to bring about the same number this year. We just had the Luke family who visited, who were blown away by the hospitality and the warmth of the South African Jewish community.
Yeah, look, I don't think we use that word when we talk about hostages, eh?
Fair enough.
Sorry. But there's no doubt that the warmth of the South African community is something that is just very, very special.
Unbelievable. And you see people coming, and it's important for us as a community as well. I mean, the primary focus is healing for the hostages and the hostage families. But what we've realized through the project is people, South African Jews, feel so empowered because of it, because we feel we're able to help. We're able to contribute, even in a small way. The outpouring of gifts when Noah Agamani and Moran Stella Yanar came out, you can't imagine. Just the small gestures, someone baked cupcakes for them, someone offered to do their hair for them, just the really beautiful gestures from people that just wanted to feel connected and wanted to show that they cared. And so I think it's been obviously very good for the hostages, but also very good for us as a community to be able to connect and to feel, you know, that we're part of this is our tragedy also, and this is our fight also, and we want to be able to contribute in some way.
Absolutely incredible. Michael Kranzdorf, thank you. As always, it is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.